about being different. It's about being myself. And sometimes, no matter what you do, whether you're a mom, a new parent, an anchor, sometimes just doing your best has to be enough. And you can't worry about who did it before and what happened right or wrong.
That was veteran broadcast journalist Tamron Hall. Now, her new talk show premiered in early September on ABC. We will have more from my conversation with Tamron right here on Chronicle the Podcast. I'm Shayna Seymour. Stay with us.
Support for Chronicle the Podcast is provided by VisitNH.gov. It's fall and new adventures await in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is a foliage lover's dream come true. Whether you like the crunch of crisp leaves under your feet or a scenic drive through the White Mountains, you'll enjoy the unbeatable fall views no matter where you go. And with so many places to see and experience, you'll never be at a loss for things to do in New Hampshire. Live free and learn more at visitnh.gov.
This past August, I had the opportunity to sit down with Tamron Hall at the Envoy Hotel's rooftop bar. A big thank you to Tamron Hall for joining me on Chronicle, the podcast.
It's been a big year for you.
Yeah.
New mom.
Yeah.
Newlywed.
Yeah.
New talk show.
Yeah.
Fair to say one door closes and another one opens.
I feel like one door closed in a whole house. I didn't get another door. I got a house, a very warm, cozy, amazing house. My dream home, I guess you would say.
All right. So for viewers out there who may not know you just yet, yes. Who is Tamron Hall? Tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you from? What are you all about?
Oh my gosh. What am I all about? That's a lofty question. But I'll tell you, when people have asked me, you know, who I am, that answer is never about what I do for a living. Who am I? I'm most proud to be Moses Greener's mom, but I am the daughter of Mary Newton, a 19-year-old single mother who brought home her baby with her father, who was the first father figure I had, a man who had a second grade education, who could not read or write, but brought me home and told me as my grandfather, you can do anything in this world that you want. So who I am is never defined, I've learned, by what I do. I don't know if I always felt that way in my 20s, but at 48, I recognize that we have to be more than what our business cards say. We have to be more than what our check accounts sometimes say, you know? So for me, I'm a person on a journey. I'm not extraordinary, but I've lived, I think, a pretty interesting life, to say the least. 25 years as a journalist, and now I am I'm humbled and blown away by the fact that I'm now the host of a daytime talk show.
Well, let's talk about that. 25 years as a journalist, yeah. You stepped away for a little while, coming back now with your own talk show. Mm-hmm. Why come back with a talk show?
Why not? Mm-hmm. You know, the door opened and I was able to see this opening and see that my background and my TV experience and my thirst for life and the love of people makes me qualified to do it. You know, I've been out in the field and I've interviewed people on the happiest days of their life and the most difficult challenge of their life. I've stood in front of homes that were blown away by a tornado and saw people and talked to them as they said, I'm ready to rebuild. Mm-hmm. I did a show, Deadline Crime, that focused in on family members who lost loved ones but found a way to go forward. And so for me, being a TV junkie, you know, I used to watch Mike Douglas, Phil Donahue, Oprah, and I love the power of television, and not in the sense of, oh, I'm on TV, but our ability to bring people together. We have that as journalists, certainly. But in this talk show realm, it gives me a little more freedom to include what I've learned, what I can share, and be this medium. With our talk show, I tell people, I want you to see yourself in that show, no matter what your exterior looks like. It doesn't have to be in the form of a black woman from Texas, but I want you to see yourself. I want you to see a part of your journey. I want you to feel inspired and connected and not feel that you're alone. Because what I did learn over the past 2 years as I went through this big work transition and then this life transition of becoming a mom, you're not alone. There's always someone going through that same thing. And if you take off your mask and ask for help and advice, they're ready. It's not that there's not advice available. Mm-hmm. We have to now say to ourselves, it's okay to ask. And that's what our show is doing. We're bringing in people who are willing to talk, to rip off the mask, and be our true selves.
All right, well, let's expand upon that a little bit. Tell me about the Tamron Hall Show and what can Boston viewers expect?
You know what, I think, especially with Boston, when you look at history, I point to Mike Douglas, when he had Muhammad Ali, Sly Stone, and a congressman who was advocating segregation. And it was the hottest TV that you can imagine. And then John Lennon and Yoko Ono host the next week, the whole week. And what I why I point to that is that daytime TV right now, it's fun and there's variety and I love Ellen and Kelly Clarkson will have a great show and it'll all be fun. The traditional talk show genre was one where you would laugh one day, you might cry with someone the next, find a book that's inspiring, find a story that you related to that you didn't even know you were interested in. It's layered. And being on, at one point in time, four different networks, seven different types of shows, it's kind of giving me this organic relationship with a wide variety of viewers. So we're bringing in all the versions that you may or may not know of my career into one location. But what I hope is familiar, whether you know me or not, is that sensation of sitting down with a friend over lunch, calling your best friend after work and saying, you won't believe what I had happen to me today or what I saw, or did you read that? That's what will be familiar. Even if I'm not a familiar face to them, that feeling, that sensation of being with a friend, being in a safe space, I hope that's what Boston gets. That's what I hope people in Texas get. That's what I hope Maine, Vermont, wherever I'm so lucky to have this show aired, because I do believe what will work in Boston will work anywhere across this country, because we're all the same. Ultimately, we want the best life we can have. And if you have kids, you want the best life for them. You want to be respected. You want to feel safe. And you want to be able to have a friend you can talk to. That's not coast to coast. That's who we are everywhere.
I feel like I just made a new friend,
I promise you. It's like the Golden Girls. Thank you for being a friend.
I like that. All right. So tell me about the format. You guys are going to be live sometimes.
Yeah.
Giving you an opportunity to do some fun things.
Yeah. We're live 3 days a week. Two of the shows are taped. We have an audience for all of our shows. They're building our set right now. One of the things that I said with this set, I didn't want to walk from backstage like, hi, I'm here, I'm the star, you know? I said, I want to come into the audience. This was my homage to Phil Donahue. Mm-hmm. I wanted to run through the audience with a microphone and let our audience be a part. I also didn't want there to be a set and then the audience in this huge space in the middle. I want people this close, like this.
Get it, come on.
Like to me, where they feel connected.
Right.
Because I'm not a celebrity walking from behind the stage. I'm your friend Tamron walking in with you. So we have this great set. The show is in New York, but anyone can come at any time. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of wonderful things that we hope to unveil soon, down to the theme music, which I'm so excited and I can't tell you right now, but stay tuned. But it's all about this journey, and it's not just mine. We have Bill Getty, who's the co-executive producer with me on the show. Bill Getty created The View, and The View came around 25 years ago, and with Barbara Walters, Bill Getty created the most diverse television show of women in history. No one had ever done that, and he came out of retirement to join our show. So that is, you know, talk about a boost of confidence. That's a boost of confidence. So for me, it's not a journey that is singular. Even though my name is on the show, we call ourselves Team Tamron. And I feel like I'm a member of my own team, but you know, it's what you need in life, not just when you're creating a TV show. It's everything you do and any job you have. No one can, you can't battle this alone.
Mm-hmm.
You can't live this life alone. You need friends, you need advice, and that's what we're doing.
That's excellent. Okay. Daytime TV is tough to break into. We have some big names. Katie Couric, Meredith Vieira, all had a lot of support. Ultimately, the shows were unsuccessful. Yeah. What's going to make your show different and make it successful?
I think a couple of things. When people pose that question to me, and of course I've been asked it many times, my answer remains the same. I applied for a job when I was 14 at Toys R Us. That job opening was available because someone didn't work out. Every person here with you and I right now likely got their job because it didn't work out for someone else. That doesn't mean you go to the door and turn around and say, oh gosh, the person before me, it didn't work. You say, let me put in my application. And that's what I'm doing. The audience, they're the hirers, they're the employer. So as I did at 14, put in my application for the job, I got it. I'm putting in my application with this job. And that's as simple as that. You know, that's not me putting on a quote or, you know, some, you know, angelic answer that you can put on your Instagram account. That's me being real. Every job I ever got in my life, it didn't work out for someone. And that's why there was an opening. And all around us right now, these buildings, there are people who applied for the job that someone else, it didn't work out. And that's how I see it. I love Meredith. She's been phenomenal. She wrote me a beautiful note not long ago saying, go get them. So for me, it's not about being different. It's about being myself. And sometimes, no matter what you do, whether you're a mom, a new parent, an anchor, sometimes just doing your best has to be enough. And you can't worry about who did it before and what happened right or wrong.
I love that.
Support for Chronicle the Podcast is provided by VisitNH.gov. It's fall and new adventures await in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is a foliage lover's dream come true. Whether you like the crunch of crisp leaves under your feet or a scenic drive through the White Mountains, you'll enjoy the unbeatable fall views no matter where you go. And with so many places to see and experience, you'll never be at a loss for things to do in New Hampshire. Live free and learn more at visitnh.gov.
All right, well, you have been all around the city promoting this show, all around the country promoting this show, meeting different people. Yeah. What have you learned? What do people want from daytime television?
You know, that's interesting because I have been traveling so much. People say they want to hear inspiration. They want to be heard. They don't want to, you know, the thing with social media, and we're both on it and very active, we've gotten into the habit of putting ourselves in this cage, closing off the cage, locking ourselves in, and then throwing away the cage. And we don't want to do that. You know, people ask me about Oprah and her legacy. And I say, the greatest to ever do a talk show was Oprah Winfrey. As the greatest to ever play basketball, sorry, Larry Bird, was Michael Jordan. But guess that, we'll discuss that later. But the greatest, let's hypothetically say, the hypothetical greatest was Michael Jordan. But guess what? We still play basketball. Mm-hmm. Guess what? The Celtics didn't go out of business when Larry Bird left. So talk doesn't go out of style. We still talk to each other. The greatest have played. But tell that to the new Celtics players that are coming in that say, one day my name, my jersey is going to be in the rafters. I'm not hoping for the Hall of Fame of anything. But what I do know is talk is not the new it color. It's not the new it bag. It never went out of style. We just have to do it.
Dream guest.
I don't have a dream guest because I've been a reporter for so long. Like you, I've gone out and you are assigned to a story and then you leave with a moment you'll never forget. And like you, I've interviewed celebrities who then refuse to talk. It's like, wait a minute, I thought you'd be great and this is no fun. But I think the unexpected is the dream guest. It's the person who says, I'm here to be real. I'm here to tell you my journey. That's the. It's not a guest that lights up my heart or even causes the audience to react. It's a moment. It's a realness. It's something that you say very much more than who you are.
Let's talk about your departure from NBC. Take me back to 2017 when you were making the decision to leave. What were the factors at play there?
I think that the factors for me were that I was at a point in my life at 46 years old, and I decided to do something my father told me a long time ago, which is bet on yourself. Mm-hmm. And I was in a position at that time in my life to do just that. It wasn't about burning bridges or going out, no. I mean, there were people more upset for me than I was upset, which is great because that means they were rooting for you and they love you and they want to see life work out for you. But ultimately, it came to a point where I had to say to myself, do I bet on myself? Do I bet on my 25 years of experience? Do I look back at my resume and say, I've been on for all these years, 7 different shows, 4 different networks. Can I find something else? Because I do believe in our business. So in the reality of it, I just spoke with some journalism students at Temple University. Mm-hmm. In this business, either they quit you or you're gonna quit them, especially for women. You don't see a lot of women in the news over 60. Over 55. So what happens? So for me, I got to the point where I felt, whether it's this industry or another one, or figure it out, I have to bet on myself. I didn't know what that form would take. I'm so fortunate that it turned into this incredible partnership and this incredible Today Show. I mean, incredible Today Show. Look at that Freudian slip. Sorry. It turned into this incredible journey of having my own talk show. But truly, when I left that day, I was in a fog. I didn't know what I would be doing, but I knew it was right to bet on myself. And that happens in anything. You're in a relationship and you're giving 100% and your partner or significant other is giving 10 and suddenly they say to you, they don't want you. You're like, wait a minute, I was giving the 100. But you get up, you have a pity party, you throw a good one, maybe it includes wine, maybe it doesn't, and you figure out the next day because I decided that I'm not a business card. I'm not a title. I'm not what I do for a living. I'm me. And sometimes that has to be okay.
You left a position where you made history. You were the first Black female anchor of the Today Show. You were filling in regularly for the evening nightly news.
Okay. I was working way too hard, clearly.
You were working hard. That must have been heartbreaking to walk away. What did you learn from this experience? What was the silver lining?
The silver lining is this. I'm here talking to you about my talk show. That's the silver lining. And I'm happy that it's turned out that's this way, obviously. And I'm happy that I was provided this opportunity, but I worked hard for it and I earned this opportunity. I had someone tell me recently, because I'm the queen of self-help books and I love anything that can help me and pass it on to someone. So we live in a world that tells you to be proud. But then when you're proud of yourself, some people shame you for it. It's okay to be proud of what you've accomplished. I was the first Black woman. I am the first Black woman to host the Today Show weekdays. Savannah and I are still close. She was one of the first people who knew about my son, that I was pregnant. Al Roker is like his godfather. I built relationships that will last a lifetime. And by the way, those relationships help sustain me and help me be the person I am right now in front of you.
All right. In the last year, as we talked about, you have settled down. You had a baby.
I didn't settle down. Okay. I don't settle for nothing.
Okay, well, they quote unquote settle down when you have a family, you have a baby, you have a husband. How are you managing that work-life balance?
I don't. That's been the joy of also doing this talk show. I have people who've been giving me advice, and it reaffirms to me what kind of show I want to do, where I feel comfortable right now saying, I'm not balancing it. I was with my son 2 hours last night and I nearly cried my eyes out, but I'm here now with lashes and makeup and a smile and inside I'm like, I just want to go be with my baby. You know how many moms feel that same way right now? And they don't have fake lashes on. You know? And so for me, having the courage to say, it's not working out perfect. And I'm okay with that because my husband is there with him. I'm okay with admitting I have a nanny. Bill Getty said to me, my executive producer, admit that you have a nanny. That's your authentic life. When my mom was raising me, my aunts were around. I live, I don't know, 2,000 miles away from my nearest relative. So I have a wonderful woman who's in my home helping me raise my little chunk of chunk so that I can be here and follow my dream. I owe her that respect to recognize that she's there. And I owe it to the women who are watching to be honest and say to them, you can see this Insta life, Instagram, and me in this too tight suit and all that. But the reality is, I have people around me that help me look like this, that help me hold it down. But my heart is all mine. No one can create that. There's no foundation for that in a Mac jar. That's me, and that's who I am. And my heart is what I'm bringing to the show, and my sincerity, and my belief that if I can rip off the masks and help people rip off theirs, we can have a real conversation. If we all stop faking and just say, this is it. I'm a mom. I got on a plane this morning at 5 a.m. and I felt horrible. But guess what? At 11 p.m., I'm gonna go back. He'll be asleep like I left him. I'll live to fight another day and I'll just do my best.
All right, so I wanna make sure I get in. Any message out there for your Boston viewers?
Michael Jordan is not the greatest player of all time.
You want to be liked, right? Yes.
And go Patriots. I don't even like the Dallas Cowboys. I've been lying for 47 years. Dallas Cowboys who? What else do I have been told to say? Because let me tell you, this is, I think that there's a, you know, Texas tough, mm-hmm. but Boston strong is real. I never want to get into it with someone from this area. or a Texan. I'm just saying we have more in common than you believe.
I believe it. And I believe that you are the friend to everybody.
Thank you.
And I wish you the best of luck. It's
Thank
going
you.
To be amazing.
Thank
from
you.
One woman to the next.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Chronicle the Podcast is produced and edited by Ellen Fleming and Gino Morrow. Our managing editor is Neka Faison. Chris Sterling is our executive producer. I'm Shayna Seymour, and thanks so much for joining us. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and watch Chronicle Monday through Friday at 7:30 p.m. on WCVB TV Channel 5. Until next time.
Support for Chronicle the Podcast is provided by VisitNH.gov. It's fall and new adventures await in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is a foliage lover's dream come true. Whether you like the crunch of crisp leaves under your feet or a scenic drive through the White Mountains, you'll enjoy the unbeatable fall views no matter where you go. And with so many places to see and experience, you'll never be at a loss for things to do in New Hampshire. Live free and learn more at visitnh.gov.